Nakujua.
I don't know of you. Come.
Siwajui wote.
Come.
John.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm seeing a pastor.
My husband is a pastor.
Huh?
He's a pastor.
Your husband is a pastor.
Yes.
Ezra.
Exactly. He's my husband. You are major one. Major.
Prognostic preambulator. The paranormal seer. Mystical of wicked of the currency. A.K.A. Bazooka.
There is something about to happen to this family.
There is a case of marriages.
Let me start with you. Who is Matthews?
My boyfriend.
Chuba wake.
Yes.
Matthews.
Yes.
Your boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
But you are confused.
He comes and goes.
Yes.
You.
Wewe.
When you are pregnant.
Yes.
Somebody left you.
Yes.
Who is this person?
Ni nani?
Edward.
Yeah?
Edward.
He left you when you were 6 months pregnant. In fact,
you
were 6 months, 2 weeks, 3 days, 9 hours, 10 minutes, 20 seconds pregnant.
Major. Professor.
Daddy!
Something is happening. You too.
Well, Pia.
You are married to a good man.
Yes, Papa.
But because of the case in the family,
it's
affecting your marriage.
Yes, Papa.
In fact, you left your husband 2 times.
Yes!
You packed everything, you went. You came back. You packed everything, you went. Can I prophesy a little bit here?
Prophesy, Daddy. The prognostic preambulator.
Oh yes.
The paranormal seer.
Oh yes.
Mystical of rigima and corruption.
Oh yes.
A.K.A. Bazooka.
Let me tell you. If I be a prophet.
Come on, Nabi.
Let me tell you, don't worry, people who are fighting. Don't fight them back. I'm seeing, oh my God.
Ninaona Mungu wangu.
God loves you.
Mungu anakupenda.
Thank you, Daddy.
You're a great woman.
Thank you, Daddy.
There was a time you were feeling some pain here.
Kuna wakati uko unasikia
maumivu hapa. Like fire, like
yes, Daddy.
Burning sensation.
Yes, Daddy. No, I'm going to pray for you. Wewe.
If I pray for you people, eh?
Kama nikikuombea,
all of you will be free.
Ninyi wote mtafunguliwa.
Your marriages now open.
Itafunguka.
Ah.
I receive, Daddy.
I'm seeing bags.
Ninaona.
Have you forgotten?
Umesahau?
Huh?
Yes, Papa.
You have forgotten?
Umesahau?
Who is selling these small bags?
Nani alikuwa anauza mabegi haya mapochi madogo madogo?
Handbags. It's me.
Ni mimi mwenyewe.
Huh?
It's me, I'm selling handbags. Mwenyewe.
You are selling handbags.
Alikuwa anauza mabegi.
She even forgot herself.
Prophetic confusion.
She even forgot herself.
Amesahau hata mwenyewe.
She even forgot.
Amesahau.
Raise up your hands and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Revival!
If I be a prophet,
come on, mimi nabi.
Oh, yes. Any person who is here,
yoyote ambaye yuko hapa,
2 months from now,
miezi miwili kutoka sasa,
people will never understand you.
Watu hawatakuelewa.
Your story is changing right now. Your story is changing right now. Your story is changing right now. In the name of Jesus.
Uni mukono wa Mungu. Uni mukono wa Mungu. Uni mukono.
Uni mukono wa Mungu.
Uni mukono.
Uni mukono.
As I deliver you, you will receive total deliverance.
Utapokea ukombozi kamili.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Katika jina la Yesu.
You are free.
Umefunguliwa.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
You are free.
Umefunguliwa.
Jesus.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
Come out.
Toka.
You are free.
Umefunguliwa.
Put your hands for Jesus Christ.
Yes, you are coffee mengi.
I'm seeing promotion.
Inaona kujinua nafasi.
To this police officer here.
Wewe police, askari police.
No, don't come here. Don't come
Joe
here.
Hapa, Joe.
Don't come here.
Usije hapa.
She's scared. I see promotion. Don't give a microphone and say, leave her alone.
Mwache.
I'm seeing promotion, that's all.
Ninaona kuinuliwa mbele yako basi.
Say receive, receive, receive,
receive. Uni mukono, say. Uni mukono wa Mungu.
She's like, oh my God, I am on duty right now.
Anasema, niko kazini sahi.
I don't know what to do right now.
Sijui kama atakuaje hapa.
God says you're on duty, but there's promotion coming on your way.
Mungu anasema uko kazini lakini anakuletea kuinuliwa.
People who rejected you,
yes,
shall look for you.
What are
you
seeing?
People who are fighting you,
oh yes,
you will never find them again.
I receive.
God will fight for you.
I receive. My father, bring it on, Daddy,
Daddy. Wave your hands, shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Revival!
There is something happening right now.
Kuna kitu kinaendelea kutokea sahi.
I saw a lot of you.
Niliwaona wengi wenu.
A lot of you.
Wengi wenu.
Passing through a lot of problems.
Mkipitia matatizo mengi sana.
I saw the power of God falling in this place.
Nikaona nguvu ya Mungu ikianguka mahali hapa.
Like a lightning.
Kama radi.
It came so strong like a lightning.
Ilikuja kwa kasi kama radi.
And God said to me.
Na Mungu akaniambia.
I have delivered my people.
Nimewafungua watu wangu.
The way you are clapping your hands, the way you are clapping your hands.
Yesu unapiga makofi, piga makofi vizuri.
I receive, I receive, I receive. Mukono wa Mungu.
Every person,
kila mtu,
who is believing God,
ambaye unamwamini Mungu,
for a house,
kwa ajili ya nyumba.
You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me.
Hujanisikia, hujanisikia, hujanisikia.
God told me to pray for people to have houses.
Mungu ameniambia niombe watu wapiliki nyumba.
You'll be surprised. Not only one that you are staying right
here. Sio tu nyumba moja unayokaa saa hii.
They am seeing an angel who is responsible.
Ninaona malaika ambaye anahusika
of donating houses.
I receive, I receive, I receive.
Receive one, receive two,
three,
four, five, six.
I receive.
Daddy.
As I'm speaking right now.
Naongea sasa.
Yes, Daddy.
Someone has received the money in their account.
Kuna watu wanapokea pesa kwenye akaunti zao.
Miracles are happening everywhere where you are standing right now.
I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive.
Miracles are happening wherever you are right now.
I receive.
If you can't hear.
Kama huwezi kusikia.
If you have any person you know there who can't hear.
Kama una mtu huko ambaye hawezi kusikia.
If you can't hear both ears.
Kama huwezi kusikia kwa masikio yote mawili.
Or they can't hear both ears.
Hawezi kusikia masikio yote mawili.
Or one ear.
Au sikio moja.
Just touch that ear.
Weka kidole chako katika hiyo sikio upaguse.
And that ear will open now.
Na hilo sikio litafunguka sasa.
Those ears will open now.
Hayo masikio yatafunguka sasa.
In the name of Jesus.
Katika jina la Yesu.
Those watching on the TV.
Wale mnaotazama kwa television.
Receive right now.
Pokea saa hii.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Now remove that hand from the ear.
Sasa toa huo mkono katika hilo hicho hicho sikio.
And check your ears now.
Alafu litazama hilo sikio sasa. Umesikia?
If your ears open or your ears have
kama
opened.
Kama sikio lako limefunguka kula uliko njoo hapa mbele.
I want you to run now and testify.
Nataka ukimbie ushuhudie hapa.
Check your ear, check your ear right now. Check it.
Lijaribu sikio lako kama linasikia.
Check your ear right now. Check your ear right now. Put a hands for Jesus. Put a hands for Jesus.
Piga Yesu makofi, piga Yesu makofi, piga Yesu makofi. Kinachoendelea hapo?
Miracles are happening, Papa.
Miujiza inatokea.
Daddy, this lady could not hear for 2 years, Daddy.
Mwanamke huyu alikuwa asikii masikio yake
mawili. But just after you have declared a prayer, Daddy, she can hear right now, Daddy.
Baada ya maombi anaweza kusikia vizuri. Masikio yake yamefunguka kabisa.
In Jesus' name, shout!
Makofi mengi kwa Yesu!
Look at them. They're all coming here. They are coming over here. Come over, come over.
Tell me something.
Daddy, this lady, both her ears were closed, Papa. But just now when you prayed, both her ears opened, Daddy.
Let me hear from her.
Nataka kumsikia.
Nilikuwa sisikii vizuri, yani walikuwa kiongea nasikia maneno baadhi mengine sisikii, sasa hivi nasikia vizuri.
She was not hearing well. She could just speak some very little words. But just after the prayer, the ears are open and she can hear everything.
Give Jesus a shout.
Yesu makofi ya vigelegele na shangwe.
Papa, another miracle has happened here.
Baba, muujiza mwingine umetokea.
This lady for 5 years, she couldn't hear. But after your declaration, the ears now have popped up. She can hear well.
For how many years?
5 years, Papa.
5 years.
Yes.
Give her a microphone.
Mpe kipaza sauti.
Bwana Yesu asifiwe.
Amen.
Ana. Mimi nimekuwa sisikii muda mrefu. Nimeugua kwa muda mrefu alafu masikio hayakuweza kusikia tena. Kaona sikia kwa mbali ninavaa vile vidude vya masikioni ndio nisikie, hata nikienda kanisani sisikii. Labda niwe na Bible nisome mwenyewe. Lakini nilipokuwa hapo wakasema tuombe, tumeomba, nimesikia sauti ikiingia na nasikia hata sasa.
This lady is saying she was not able to hear for many years. If she goes to church, she used a hearing help in order for her to hear. But just after you say that you should pray for them, after the prayer, the ear is opened and now she can hear so clearly, Daddy.
Give Jesus a shout of praise,
Daddy,
if you can.
There's another testimony right here.
Look at the queue. Look at the queue testimony.
This lady,
look
for 3 years,
post a moment. Angalia kwanza, sukiriza. Angalia huku.
Look at the queue. Look at the queue testimony. Look another queue over there. Look
angalia
another queue.
Mwingine kule. Angalia mstari.
Miracles are happening wherever you are.
Kokote uliko.
Miracles are happening wherever you are.
Miujiza inatokea kokote uliko.
Miracles are happening wherever you are.
Miujiza inatokea kokote uliko.
Tell me something.
This lady, for 3 years, both ears could not hear. But after you declared, Daddy, now she can hear. All the ears are open, Daddy.
Right now.
Right now. For 3 years.
Uyu mwanamke alikuwa hawezi kusikia kwa miaka mitatu, lakini baada ya maombi ameanza kusikia vizuri.
Mwanesu asifiwe. Nimekuwa nikisumbuliwa na masikio yangu kwa muda mrefu. Nilikuwa nasikia kwa mbali sana. Lakini leo baada ya kuombewa, masikio yangu nasikia vizuri.
This lady said she was hardly hearing for a long time. She could not hear well. But just after the prayer, the ears are open, and now she can hear so clearly, Daddy.
Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening.
Another one. This man, for 5 years again, he was not hearing from the right ear. But after a declaration, he is hearing well, Papa.
His ear just opened.
His ears are open.
What was your problem?
Nini ilikuwa na shida yako?
Nilikuwa sisikii kwa miaka kama mitano sikio la upande wa kulia. Nilikuwa nikishika hivi sisikii. Sasa hivi nasikia.
He couldn't hear at all for 5 years on his right ear, but just after the prayer, Daddy, the ear is open, can hear well, Daddy.
What's happening?
Daddy, this lady, for 6 years, Daddy, not only was a right ear, Daddy, but the whole side, right side, Daddy, was paralyzed, Daddy. But after...
She was paralyzed.
The right side, Daddy, she could not hear, and the whole right side was affected, Daddy. Just after you have declared, the ear has opened, the right side is working properly, Daddy. She is healed, Papa.
Alikuwa asikii na alikuwa amepoza. Baada ya maombi amefunguliwa na anasikia na amepona kabisa.
Tell me lady yourself.
Niambie mama, nini kinaendelea?
Nilikuwa na uvimbe kwenye kichwa upande wa kushoto, lakini maumivu nasikia upande wa kulia. Sauti imebadilika, mwili umeanza kuparalyze na kweli ukafa mwili wote upande mmoja. Siwezi kutembea. Nimepimwa MRI, sioni vipimo. Dokta anasema hamna maumivu. Mama, ninaumwa kuanzia nyonga mpaka chini, siwezi kutembea. Mimi ni wakushikilia mashahidi, ni wa asubuhi wanaoneta, nimetoka Dar es Salaam. Siwezi kusikia asubuhi, natoa ushuhuda. Sasa hivi nasikia na sauti imebadilika.
that this
Daddy,
man,
this lady is saying she had a brain tumor on her left side and she couldn't hear at all, and then she was having a paralysis. But after your prayer, Daddy, the lady says the tumor, she doesn't feel any pain, she can hear very well, and now she can walk. The paralysis has disappeared, Daddy.
Give Jesus a shout.
Papa,
this is amazing. This lady, since primary school, Papa, this lady could not hear from the right ear, but now she's almost 40 years, but now since you declared, the ear has popped up, she can hear well, Papa.
Tell me
something.
Daddy, she said ever since she was in primary school, she couldn't hear in her right, in her left ear. But just after your prayer, Daddy, she said that she can now hear clearly. She is healed, Daddy.
Raise your hands and shout hallelujah.
Punga mikono yako, sema hallelujah.
Raise your hands and shout hallelujah.
Punga mikono, sema hallelujah.
Daddy,
miracles are happening.
This man, for 30 years, Dad, he could not hear from his right ear. But immediately you declare, for 30 years, now the right ear is open. He can hear now, Baba. Immediately you declared. He said he had something left in his right ear. Now he can hear clearly, Daddy. Glory to God.
Tell me something.
Hallelujah! I'm saying hallelujah! I have problem of hearing in with my right ear for about 30 years. I could hear very little. But today, I'm saying today, miracle happened. Now I can hear properly with both of my ears. I'm here now. Let God be praised. I praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow. Give Jesus a praise.
Lakini sasa anaweza kusikia kwa mara ya kwanza kwa miaka 30 katika maisha yake.
Tell me something.
Daddy. Papa, another one here. For 20 years, Papa, this was not healing. But after your declaration.
For 20 years.
For 20 years. For 20 years.
Let me hear him. Talk yourself.
Tuambie wewe mwenyewe.
Yeah, I was hearing something like a humming noise all the time from my ears for about 20 years. But now when you said, okay, let us pray, I just put my fingers in my ears for about 2 minutes, but now they are all opened.
Mzee huyo alikuwa hawezi kusikia kwa miaka 20, lakini baada ya maombi sasa anaweza kusikia.
Tell me something.
Daddy, this lady, for the past 2 years, she could not hear, Daddy, but just after you have declared hearing, Daddy, her eyes have, her ears have opened, she can hear completely right now, Papa.
Mwanamke huyu alikuwa hawezi kusikia vizuri kwa muda wa miaka miwili, lakini baada ya maombi, sasa hivi anaweza kusikia vizuri.
You Daddy, can clap hands for every Jesus, person, somebody.
Every Papa, person. Since she was born, now she is 66 years old. She has never heard, but after your prayer and declaration, the woman is healed, Papa. For 66 years.
What do you mean?
She was born not healing.
The right ear could not hear since she was born.
Yes, Daddy.
Tell me something, lady.
Yes, I'm 66 years old. Since I was born, my parents battled with my right hand ear for years till they all died. I have been to school, but all my education, I have been using my left hand ear. Now, today, a miracle has happened.
For the first time?
For the first
since
time.
Since you were born?
My right hand.
Your ear. Right ear has opened.
Yes,
for
yes,
the
yes.
First time.
For the first
since
time.
You were born.
Yes.
Give Jesus a shout of praise.
Kwa miaka 66 ameanza kusikia leo kwa sikio lake la kushoto kwa mara ya kwanza.
Daddy,
amazing grace. Tell me,
Daddy, this lady, for the past 10 years, Daddy, both ears were deaf, Daddy. She could not hear anything, Daddy. But just after...
Both ears were deaf.
Both ears were deaf, Papa. After you have declared hearing, Daddy, her ears have opened,
both
Daddy.
Both ears have opened.
All of them are open, Daddy.
She can hear
she
properly.
She can hear properly, Papa.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
She's Papa. Healed.
Amen, Papa.
Tell me something, lady.
Niambie kile kilichotokea, Mama.
Mwanangu, leo ni miaka 10 sijisikii vizuri. Na huko mansoni nilikuwa nasikia vizuri sana. Hata hapo nyumbani nikiwa hapo jikoni, wanangu singumsa sijisikii. Bali nasikiliza kwa umbali tu. Lakini leo nimesikia.
This woman, Daddy, is saying for 10 years she was not able to hear well with both ears. But just after your prayer, Daddy, she says that she is healed and now she can hear so clearly, Daddy.
Any person who is looking for the fruit of the womb.
Yoyote unayetafuta uzao wa tumbo lako.
Any person who is believing God for the fruit of the womb.
Yoyote unayetafuta uzao wa tumbo lako.
Any person who is believing God for the fruit of the womb.
Yoyote unayemwamini Mungu ili uweze kupata uzao wa tumbo.
Hey. Just make a nice line. Another line and ushers.
Weka mistari mizuri wale wahudumu wasaidie ni watu. Weka mistari mizuri, panga mistari mizuri.
Can you stop moving? Stop moving. Okay. So I'm going to pray for these ones.
Sasa nitaombea hawa.
Then I'll call another group to come and pray for you.
Alafu nitawaita wengine nitawaombea.
So just stand where you are standing.
Kwa hiyo simameni huko huko mliko simama.
After I pray for them, I'll call you to come to pray for you.
Nikiwaombea hawa alafu nitawaita ninyi mtakuja.
Okay?
Ehe.
Now if you are here,
kama uko hapa,
don't come here on behalf of someone.
Usije kwa niaba ya mtu mwingine.
Because when I touch you,
kwa sababu nikikugusa,
you too will become pregnant.
Hata wewe utabeba mimba tena. Daddy,
my father.
Daddy, a miracle just happened right now, Papa. Daddy, earlier on, you were prophesying to this doctor, Daddy, and you told him to go and pray for his grandmother for BP, Daddy. He just went and prayed for the grandmother, Daddy, and they went for testing, Daddy. Right now, the BP has disappeared, Daddy. The grandmother is normal, Papa.
They went away. Tell me, sir.
Yes, it's normal.
The pressure now is normal. It's 120 to 80.
After you prayed for your mother, you tested your mother.
But yes, I prayed for my mother, and then the BP is gone. It's not high anymore.
It's normal.
It's normal.
Kama, it's normal.
Yeah, it's normal.
Kama you tested your mother.
Yes, I did.
Or you're a doctor.
Yes, I'm a doctor.
So you immediately after you pray for her, you tested her.
Yeah, I
did. And the BP is?
It's gone.
It's gone.
120.
Come on. Give Jesus a mighty clap of
applause.
Daddy, this child, since he was born, he's 4 years old, he could not hear. He has never cried before. But immediately...
Wait. He has never what?
He has never cried.
He has never
cried. He has never heard.
Since he was born.
For four solid years. Yes, Daddy.
Uh-huh.
But immediately you declare, the child began to scream. He began to cry. Now he can hear. He's responding to noise.
Give Jesus a shout.
Mtoto yule alikuwa hawezi kusikia toka amezaliwa wala alikuwa hajawahi kulia, lakini baada ya mtumishi kutamka neno, mtoto yule amefunguliwa. Sasa hivi ameanza kulia kwa mara ya kwanza na amesikia kwa mara ya kwanza. Mpigie Yesu kelele za makofi sana.
Tell me something.
Niambie nini kimetokea, mama?
Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Namshukuru Mungu kwa maana mtoto wangu ako saizi miaka 4, ajui kuongea wala kusikia. Lakini wakati mtumishi wa Mungu amemwombea, nimeona kwa ishara amesikia. Na naamini anaenda kuongea.
Daddy, she's saying that since the child was born, she never spoke a word and she was never able to hear. But after your prayer, Daddy, this child is open and right now he can hear so clearly, Daddy.
So the child couldn't even cry?
Kwa hiyo mtoto alikuwa hawezi hata kulia.
Alikuwa alilishi na makelele ndio sababu nikajua kwamba asikii chochote.
She could not cry, Daddy, but just after your prayer, she just cried, Daddy.
Raise up your hands and shout hallelujah.
Inua mikono yako alafu sema hallelujah.
Papa, another miracle here.
Keep on testifying as
this
I move
on. This boy was born deaf and dumb.
Uh-huh.
But after your declaration.
What do you mean deaf and dumb?
He could not hear, he could not speak.
He could not hear, He could not speak. Yes,
Daddy.
But after prayer, the mother here, she's here, she can testify. The boy is able to hear,
Baba.
Tell me something, Daddy.
Niambie mama niki naendelea.
Mwanangu alikuwa hawezi kuongea wala kusikia tangu nilipojifungua. Lakini baada ya maombi nimeona akiomba kitu kwa mwenzake anamwambia omba. Omba.
Say what?
Daddy, this woman is saying ever since this boy was born he never heard and he never spoke. But right now after your prayer, the boy began to beg from a neighbor boys and said naomba means I beg, please give me.
So which means the child is speaking now?
The child is speaking and hearing.
And the child is hearing.
Yes, Daddy.
Hey, Mama, is the child is hearing now?
Mtoto anasikia sasa.
And can he speak now?
Anaweza kuongea sasa.
Ndio, anasema omba, omba.
For the first time.
Kwa mara ya kwanza.
Ndio.
For the first time, how old is the child?
Mtoto wangu ana umri gani? 6 years, Daddy.
For six years. He never heard.
He never heard.
He never spoke. But right now he can speak and he can hear.
Yes, Daddy.
Wherever you are.
Kokote uliko.
Let a miracle happen in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Let a miracle happen in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Let a miracle happen wherever you are.
I receive.
Miracles are happening.